then they determine the amount of money they receive prior to even figuring out what the tax is. So you're not concerned about it being expensed against their income. So I think that's the best way to tax it, is on a percentage of gross, but only if you also change the way that they are receiving their net proceeds. But certainly, if you wanted to increase the tax under the current structure and leave it with the less prizes awarded in, that's something that I think, you know, is not so burdensome, because it's a much smaller figure than what we would be talking about.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I mean, it's tempting to just say, yeah, let it take its course, but given the lateness of the hour relatively to where we are in the session, what's the opportunity to consider that? So I guess I'd like to go ahead and move the amendment with the less prizes awarded, just the amendment as it's written, without striking that out, and saying, you know, rewriting it, I'm in favor of. We can't do that in this legislation, apparently, but we could have a modest increase that could be in effect until such time as we get that other thing accomplished, and I think it would be worth considering. So I'll move amendment number 9.
Sure.
Representative Mulder?
No.
Representative Barr?
Yes.
Representative Cornell?
No.
Representative Ferrio?
No.
Representative Brown?
Yes.
Representative Kelly?
No.
Representative Coring?
Nay.
Representative Martin?
No.
Representative Foster?
No.
Representative Hammond?
No. That was a no, by the way, not a yay.
Yeah, it was a lazy one. Yeah. You get time.
Representative Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll move the amendment.
Objection.
Chairman, the purpose of this amendment, it was actually part of the bill that passed last year. In 1988, when I was on the Judiciary Committee and we were discussing charitable gaming or the gaming statutes, and we allowed for pull tabs at the time, which I've come to recognize as a mistake. We also allowed, at the time, municipalities, and it was an amendment that I made in order to protect the permittees who are running their own games. On the Kenai Peninsula, we have a number of them that run their own games. They didn't want an operator coming in because there's no prohibition on where the permits can come from, so that in a community which has small charities or groups running their own permits, an operator could come in and bring the permits with them from anywhere in the state and run an operation that would be able to compete against those small operations, because they would be able to combine and offer larger prizes and things like that. So we put the municipal prohibition authority in the statutes then. In 1993, when MBPs were amended into the statute, I just missed it. I don't know if I was gone or what happened, but we didn't provide for a municipal exemption. As a result, what we're seeing now is multi-beneficiary permits doing the same thing as operators, and that is they come in, they are able to offer larger prizes because they have a combined prize pool, and they compete against the smaller organizations that are running their own permits, and they're driving some of them out of business. It's not an attempt really to stop the economies of scale that the MBPs offer. What it is an attempt to allow those municipalities, if they choose, to regulate the level of gaming in their communities. They don't have to exempt them, but they have that opportunity, because MBPs are not prohibited from bringing the permits from anywhere else in the state either. So that in Wasilla, we could bring 6 permits from Kenai and set up an operation, vice versa. You can bring the permits from anywhere, and that is a concern of mine and of a number of people in my community. That's what Section 2 does. Section 3 was as a result of discussions that I had last year, and it was included in the bill last year because some people were concerned that municipalities might exempt MBPs and force them all to run through operators, which would then, because there is a smaller limit on how much combined prizes can be offered through operators, it would force them to use more permits. It might actually be a good idea, but this was a compromise to try to protect. If a community wants to not have operators, they can't have MVPs. If they don't want to have MVPs, they can't have operators, to sort of put them on a level playing field with respect to the two groups.
I object.
Any other questions? Sure.
Representative Navarre?
Yes.
Representative Parnell?
No.
Representative Terrio?
Not at this time.
Representative Brown?
Yes.
Representative?
No.
Representative Cohen?
No way.
Representative Martin?
No.
Representative Mulder?
No.
Representative Hanley?
No.
Representative Foster?
No.
Any other amendments?
What was the vote on?
A motion, sir?
2-8.
2-8.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we pass version K out of committee, a committee substitute, House Bill number 307, Finance, with individual recommendations.
And the fiscal notes?
And the fiscal notes, yes, sir.
Two?
Or one.
Your objections? Hearing none, then it's passed out of committee with individual recommendations. For tomorrow, we will have the House Bill 428, which is the lease purchase of correctional facilities. I want to let everybody know that it is going into a subcommittee. It's not going to pass out tomorrow. That subcommittee will have hearings on it as well. We will also bring up the two bills that we did not finish addressing today if we get the information that we were asking for from them.
Mr. Chairman,
we're adjourned for today.
Oh, I was going to ask that one question that she asked.
What's his bill?
The
name is